News evening. I'm Alexandra Bryant with your Melbourne News Briefing. Sadly, two more people have lost their lives to coronavirus in Victoria today. A man and woman, both in their 80s, have passed away in hospital, taking the state's death toll to 26. Victoria has recorded 270 new coronavirus cases, with over 1,800 active cases. And Chief Health Officer Brett Sutton warns that means more people will be hospitalised.
In the next fortnight, we're going to see a number of these people who will require hospital. There's often 10 to 20% of all coronavirus infections who require hospitalisation, so that's a couple of hundred individuals at least who will require hospitalisation in the next couple of weeks.
It has now been nearly a week since Metro Melbourne and the Mitchell Shire were placed into lockdown. Australian Deputy Chief Medical Officer Michael Kidd knows it's tough.
Please continue to look after each other. Please know that the rest of Australia supports you, and we are grateful for all that you are doing to stop the spread.
Four men who allegedly stowed away on a freight train travelling from Melbourne to Perth have been charged with breaching COVID directions. They were sniffed out by the dog squad in Adelaide, and a man's been charged with trying to smuggle the drug ice across the New South Wales-Victorian border in a cigarette pack and coffee cup. It was stopped in South Albury late last night, smelling of cannabis.